Power Packs
Geek Speak.
Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
Oh my golly, it's that time. Did you miss me last week, Richard?
I did, Molly. So, yes, missed you greatly. Glad to have you back on air and hope you're feeling better.
Aww.
And just quickly, Richard, the showdown went down on the weekend. Happy with the result, of course?
Very happy with the result. Bring on the Bulldogs this week. Put your house on it, people. But gamble responsibly, so yes.
It's going to be a big Saturday night. But let's talk email this morning. You've got
Hang on. Happy 21st, by the way, to Power.
Yes, it is a big party day today. Thank you, Richard, for your acknowledgement. Let's talk email. You got some tips for us this morning?
Look, I do. If you were TPG, IINet, all the related companies, that don't exceed your limit. They both set limits down, which is 1 gigabyte or 2 gigabytes on there as well. I was with somebody just this week, and TPG have now put a notice up in their email saying every email that's older than 45 days will be deleted on there.
45 days?
So, 45 days. So, if you run a business, and I've had lots of businesses complain about these two companies as well, you know, you have to take steps to go along and save your emails and make sure they're not sitting on the TPG or IINet servers, because you will end up losing all of them. Also, if you run Outlook on your computer as well, don't let your PST file, which is what makes Outlook run, which contains all your emails, all your contacts, all your calendar, don't let it get too large, because it can cause serious errors and you might never be able to open that file.
Jeez.
If it's 5 or 10 gig, it really needs to be reduced by archiving some old emails. I saw somebody last week, 45 gig was the size of their Outlook file, was never going to open again.
Hell. For those people that have, you know, thousands of unread emails, that is even more of a nightmare. Or maybe not. Maybe it'll get rid of them for them.
I can't imagine what it'll be like to be one of those people.
Molly Rose.
We want to talk Molly. This morning as well about Apple computers and how to tell if yours is running well.
Most of them will be running well, I've got to say that. But sometimes we get people who say they're a bit slow to start up. It's a bit slow to do the one thing, you know, that I might want it to do. The one thing you don't do is load that mystery program hoping that it will improve it. There are programs out there such as Clean My Mac. Did I hear an uh-oh in the background? Clean My Mac, Speed Up Mac, and the dreaded Mac Keeper. Mac Keeper, I was going to say, is like a virus on there as well. Please. All those programs do is cause issues on your computer. Also, if you've got an antivirus on there as well, do yourself a favour and remove it. You don't need an antivirus on a Mac. The Mac seems to run soon as you remove it. It's all back to normal, and it's pretty secure without it. It's all built into the Mac operating system. Instead, look at the programs that start up when you start your Mac. That's one of the things that slows them up. There's also a thing on there called Disk Utility, and you might consider reloading the operating system, which is a quite easy thing to do on a Mac. Both the Apple and the email tips are up on the website right now for people as well.
Fantastic. That website, adelaidetechguide.com.au. Richard, we've spoken about two-factor authentication with you before, but now Google is really wanting people to use it. So let's have a bit of a refresher.
So two-factor authentication is when we give companies like Google and Microsoft and Apple and Facebook our mobile phone number. So if somebody guesses our password, then and is trying to log on somewhere else where we don't want them to log on, we get a code on our mobile phone. They can't get in without that code. Now, Google are going to take it to one step further now. If you've ever given them your mobile phone number, they're going to turn it on for you, whether you like it or not, which I think is a really, really good thing. So if anybody tries to log on from another computer, they won't be able to get in at all. It's good. But you know what? It might cause some panic amongst people as well, because they might think they're being locked out of their account. So two-factor authentication, a really, really good thing to make sure it works.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
All right, hit us with it. What's going on this week, Richard?
Okay, so those people who are very lazy and want to stay in bed all the time, the Lazy Reader's Prism glasses.
Oh.
Now, what these glasses are, a pair of glasses and they've got a fixture stuck to them, which means that you can lie flat on your back, but you can still see because it reflects out at a 90-degree angle.
So it's like a headache waiting to happen.
That sounds like a great
exactly
time.
Exactly right. You know, how lazy are we getting now? So it says, for protect your eyes and spine. Oh, my God, lifting your neck up, that'd be terrible. Good heavens. On there as well, it says, turn your view to a downward 90-degree angle. Eliminating the need for head movement allows you to read in bed, watch TV while lying flat on your back. Can't think of anything worse personally. Lying for reading on the beach or at home. If you read these on the beach and the sun hit them, I think they'd burn your retinas out for a starter as well. It says it does not magnify or focus images. Really, never would have guessed, but it just goes along and gives you that angle. And it says users need wear their usual eyewear with their prism glasses. So if you're a bit, if you wear glasses, you've got to wear your glasses and your prism glasses on top of it. What a stupid idea this is. Just lift your head up and watch TV.
It sounds like your own personal periscope.
What's a periscope?
Exactly right. On a submarine. You know, like your little camera that just goes around to the corner and lets you see out the submarine?
Yeah, I know what that is.
Right. Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy. You can catch him at adelaidetechguy.com.au. We've stumped Molly, Richard. We'll be back together next Wednesday.
Thanks, guys.